Good morning. Good morning. It's nice and bright out there. I think it's going to be bright all day. A little cold, but we expect that. It is mid-November. Should be cold, right? The mayor of New Bedford will be here at 11 o'clock. He has a conflict in scheduling tomorrow, so he has to move it up, which is fine with me. They're always flexible with me, so I'm certainly flexible with them. And so the mayor of New Bedford will be here at 11 o'clock today. In the meantime, it's open phones. There's an election going on. If you live in the towns of Mattapoisett, Acushnet, Rochester, Lakeville, Carver, it's a ballot question about whether you want to build a new vocational school, a new Old Colony vocational school. Each question is going to look a little different in each town, but that's the gist of it. And you have to override Prop 2.5 for a period of 30 years for the bonds to be paid. So it's resulting in a property tax raise, right? Property taxes.
Colony vocational school.
Property taxes will go up if you vote in favor of this, obviously, for a temporary period of time, well, 30 years. So if you'd like, what I recommend is you go to the Old Colony website and you can find out how much your tax bill is going to be. But if you don't have access to that or you want to add content to the program, you can just call in. All I need to know from you is what town you live in, the estimated value of your home, and I can give you how much more your taxes are going to be. As I said, a friend of mine, an experienced guy in municipal government and a parent, told me that he looked at the value of his home in Rochester. Should this pass, it will be an additional $900 annually he'll have to pay in taxes. So as I said, it's up to you whether you want to pay that or not, right? I'm not going to tell you what to do. Not that you would listen. You got to decide for you, your pocketbook, your family, your community, all of that. But make sure you go vote. Figure it out and then go vote, okay? All right, we got a bunch of people on hold. Kind of open phones. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Good morning, my friend.
What's happening?
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you, sir.
You know, every time you're not there, I'm always thinking, oh, what's happening now? And don't want to lose you.
I appreciate that. I believe, but not everybody hears it. I think at the end of the program on Friday, I mentioned I would be out on Monday because I had the kidney thing. But
yeah,
it was a good trip.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if it ends up being good for you, well, then it's good for me.
Thank you, sir.
All right, I'd like to change the subject a little bit if I can. And I know you've been, you know, probably not thinking about these things because you get your own issues to deal with. So, but you're really on the ball most of the time. So, I want to ask you a question.
All right.
When is the recount going to be done for the Maria G. Esther Scott Pemberton race? Do you know?
Has it been done already? I do. I've got it right here on my phone.
Beautiful.
Scott Pemberton sent it to me.
Beautiful.
Let me see here. While I look that up, what else is going on?
Oh, nothing much. I'm an older guy, so I'm just trying to get by, and you know, with older people things. And
yes. So the recount is this Thursday, 6 p.m. at the downtown library.
Okay.
Ward 2 recount is Thursday, 6 p.m. at the downtown library.
Okay, that's good to know because, you know, I got a feeling, you know, that election office hasn't been, always right on the ball. I think the person needs help there. And we've already had Fall River done, all right, and they had to do the whole city for the mayor between, I guess it's Coogan and Boomer Amaral.
Boomer Amaral, yep.
Yeah, and they got that done, and we still haven't had just the Ward 2, recount done. I would think that would be kind of easy and quicker to do than the whole city of Fall River. What say you?
Well, I would say that you're right. There have been a lot of I guess we'll call them mistakes, I don't know, down at the elections office over the years. And
it wouldn't surprise me if somehow there was some ballots they didn't, you know, take into account, or they were folded and they didn't go to a machine, and maybe you could have Maria Giesta back.
I agree with you. That's entirely possible. That is entirely possible. I know, or my understanding is, the Pemberton campaign has got a number of lawyers who will be there for the recount, because everybody should be concerned.
Well, you can have lawyers there, but it is what it is. If you count the ballots, and I would assume they're going to count them by hand there, you know, just being that ward, if all of a sudden, you know, the thing is wrong. But again, I'm being pessimistic, and maybe everything will be all right.
So, well, depending, either way, everything will be all right. Just depends on what campaign you're with.
Well, I mean to say that the first, you know, count will be the right count, and it'll just reaffirm what the first count said. You know, that
look,
sort of thing.
I would be shocked if Maria Giesta gets back in. I
wouldn't be.
No, well, what I'm saying is it would have to be an incredible set of circumstances.
Well,
because when you look at the last recount the city had, Leo Choquette and Brad Markey. Brad Markey won the race. Leo requested the recount, which was his right, and I thought it was smart. Brad actually gained one vote. One vote was all that was gained.
Well,
so for Maria to gain 18 or 19 votes, something is weird.
No, but from what I've heard, listening to your station where I get all my information from, you know, you guys can do it so I don't have to think
yes.
about it, you know, that sort of stuff. Is 17 votes difference, but really it only means a change of 9 votes, actually, because it gets taken away from Pemberton and given to Maria. So it's like a benefit by doing that.
Potentially.
Am I right? Am I wrong?
Well, potentially, depending on what the circumstances are. In other words, if they find additional ballots that were just for Maria that were never counted, that's all in Maria's favor.
Yeah.
You know, because none of them went to Pemberton if they were never counted.
Yeah.
So it's a variety of circumstances.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, you know, that's we don't need that problem. And, I you know, I hope they could get things straightened out there. And I hate to see someday a national election and the focus is on New Bedford and we didn't do something right, you know.
Well, there were no ballots on Super Tuesday. I mean, it's incredible.
No signs. You can't even get a sign there, my friend. Vote here. And have it at the right place.
The right day.
Okay. Yeah. All right, my friend.
Thank you.
Good to hear you're healthy.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you. I will. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. You too. 508-996-0. Kind of open phones, guys. If it's on your mind, I'm happy to hear about it. Happy to talk about it. The mayor will be here at 11 o'clock. Let's see what's back here on the phones. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Good morning, Chris.
Hello. How are you, my friend?
Oh, hanging in. I'm
Good.
Glad you're feeling all right.
Thank you.
Anyway, you know, we need a better voting system here because this is costing money. And like you said, there was a mistake with one vote. I hate to say this, but I think a lot of the poll workers have been there for a lot of years and they don't get rid of them either. And like they can be very old. I don't know the whole thing of it, but this is getting sickening, dishing out money for all this stuff, you know.
Well, it is people's rights. Maria lost the election, and she really needs to be in office because it's her pension year. If she could get reelected, she'll get a pension for the rest of her life. So I understand why she would request a recount, even if it seems impossible to overcome the margins. But you never know. You really don't know what she's got up her sleeve.
Chris, I vote by mail, so I don't really know how these ballots are secured or anything down there. But I'm just curious too because I sign a thing that says that under pains and perjury.
Yep.
And I think somehow you could probably do something like that with the mail-in votes. I don't know.
Well, I can tell you that a state representative. Not in Alabama, not in California, but from Massachusetts. Everett, Massachusetts, a Democrat state representative. His name was Mr. White, Representative White. He went to federal prison for fixing election results using absentee ballots and mail-in ballots. He went to federal prison just a few years ago in Massachusetts. Yeah, of course. But what I'm saying is it happens. And his co-conspirators were allowed to continue on in their government jobs. They were not prosecuted.
Okay, I wanted to ask you another thing about the school that's being built.
Okay.
So what towns are involved in this?
Sure. So it's Acushnet, Lakeville, Mattapoisett, Carver, and Rochester.
Oh, good. We're not in it.
You are not in it, no.
Our taxes are going up anyway, so we don't need that. So that's on them, right?
That's on them, yeah. You guys, my understanding, you guys would not need a 2.5 override to build a school in New Bedford because of the way the school building assistance fund is set up. So you wouldn't get an opportunity to vote on it. It would go through the city council and the mayor's office.
We got enough schools here now, plenty of them.
You do have a bunch of new ones, which is good.
Plenty of housing, too.
You do have a lot of housing in New Bedford. More than your share, actually.
They're always saying, oh, we need houses, we need housing. Everywhere I go, I see housing on every corner.
You're right, my friend. No, you're right.
All I know is every time I turn around, I got to write a higher check. You know?
You'll have to give until the complaining stops, my friend.
Okay, Chris, I'll be listening. Have a good day.
Thank you. Well, you know, to some degree, taxes are the price we pay to live in a civilized society, right? I don't think they have taxes in like places like Beirut, and which used to be a beautiful city, places like Mogadishu. I don't know. But we have them here in Fairhaven. We got them in New Bedford. We got them in the state of Massachusetts. It's part of society, really. What you want to have is the money spent the best way possible. And the devil's in the details. It really is. What am I doing here? Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Hey, what's happening there?
Not much. Glad to hear about your prognosis. You've been fighting a long, hard battle.
Yes, sir.
The whole way over here, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jesus. God bless you. So you're talking about the override or the tax bill for the new school.
Yes, sir.
Old Rochester Regional. You say your friend, they figured out his bill's going to be $900,000. Well, how much a year?
Additional, yeah. So this is Old Colony, which is the vocational school. The election is today for the towns of Rochester, Lakeville, Carver, Mattapoisett, and Acushnet. They have a ballot question. And if you go to the Old Colony website, you can figure it out based on where you live and the value of your home. My friend who lives in Rochester figured out his taxes, should this pass, will go up by $900 annually.
What's the valuation of his property?
I'd put him probably $800,000.
So he's $800,000. He's going to pay extra $900 a year.
Yes.
But that's not just for 1 year. You say 30 years. That's
yes,
going to be, what,
$203,000? That's a lot of money, yeah.
He's getting a bill for $270,000, and out of the goodness of their heart, they're going to let him pay that bill in payments. So, if you got a bill, property with a valuation of $400,000, so you see his $800,000, so you can expect to pay $130,000, $530,000, $500 in payments.
Yeah. Now, here's the
thing. You're getting bills for $250,000. And from what I understand, this building is going to be entirely green, entirely compliant with green standards. I wonder if anybody knows about how much that adds on to the price of a building. So I know they built a building in New Bedford at the top of Nash Road where it tees off with Sherman Avenue. They built a building to service electrically powered, maybe you can ask the mayor about this when he comes in, what's going on with this, electrically powered trash haulers that would have taken trash out of the dump in New Bedford, Sharman landfill area. That would have, those things, they take the trash in New Bedford and they bring it out to wherever it goes on a daily basis, lots of them. This building is built to service those trash haulers. And beside the building, there's about 40 to 60 charging stations for semi-trailer trucks. Since that place has been built, it's been used as a dumpster depot.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty much abandoned property. I don't know who built it, but probably under the auspices of Governor Healey, but it's a big, big, fat white elephant. Now, that's green energy. We also have the windmills out in the ocean. Look how that's turning out. And now they're going to make this school a big green energy place.
Well, and there's
what could possibly go wrong there?
Thanks for the call, Nick. Most new schools have some component of the green energy in them. And that's just what they're doing now, what they decided to do. Stick around. We'll be right back. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll be right back.
The following is a paid advertisement from the New Bedford Police Union, who is asking for your support while they negotiate for a fair contract for better education and training programs for their officers, new police equipment and technology, and for safe police staffing levels. They can't do this alone. So please support public safety and your brave New Bedford police officers while they keep this great city safe. For more information, visit the New Bedford Police Union Facebook page or website, newbedfordpoliceunion.org.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Well, now, for over 50 years, Bass Ready Rooter has been the trusted name in drain cleaning and septic maintenance all across New Bedford, Fall River, and Dartmouth. From emergency clogs to hydro jetting and camera inspections, the expert team at Bass Ready Rooter delivers solutions the right way with honesty and respect. That's why neighbors and plumbers recommend them alike. All across the board, with over 700 five-star Google reviews. Bass Ready Rooter, the underground sewer pipe, is the most understood and respected utility until it goes wrong, right? That's why you need to have them on call. Visit BassReady.com. Write that down, BassReady.com. It won't be your first call, but they'll always be your last call. All right, we got a bunch of people on hold. Let's go. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, you know, you're talking about that old Colony thing.
Yes, sir.
Now, if we vote to get a new school up here, not only are we going to have the pleasure of paying for the new school, they're going to add 200 new students. So you know what that means. We're going to put more teachers, more people in there working there. So we're going to get the pleasure of paying for that, too.
Yes.
And I think they had one of the slides. I don't know if it was Lakeville or someplace. I think it's going to add $10 million to the operating cost in the stocks. Where's that money going to come from, too?
From you.
So we got to look at it that way.
There is a lot of factors involved here because you're right. They're going to add three new shops at least, and that you got to pay for the teachers, the equipment, all of that. It's when I had Mike Boucher, Dr. Mike, from the Kushnet Finance Committee, the chairman, he talked about the fact that a vocational education is much more expensive than a traditional education.
Yeah, for sure. I understand that. But it's like, hey, we're getting close to retirement here. you know, I'm going to have to pay. You're going to add a big bill for the rest of my life on this. I got to get out of here, man. This is crazy. We have no industry in Acushnet.
No.
What do we got? We got Dunkin' Donuts and a gas station. That's the only thing that's paying taxes around here.
You got the gravel pit. I think that that's a kind of a taxpayer. But you're basically right about that. Yes, Acushnet. And I don't really know that. Well, Rochester has CMAS, whatever they're calling it now. But, there's not a lot of industry in Rochester either.
Yeah, so it's going to be all on the homeowners. We're going to get murdered because they're always coming back. It was just last year they were going out. They wanted a whole new air conditioning system for the other school.
Right.
They have millions of dollars over there, too. They're throwing that money around like it's nothing. We're getting killed. But, hey, it is what it is. I'm going to vote no. So you have a great day.
You too. You too, my friend. Thanks for sharing your opinion with us here. And you can do that. Again, it is a personal decision how you're going to vote. Remember, if you live in Mattapoisett, Rochester, Acushnet, Lakeville, Carver, you had a serious decision on the ballot today. Today you're voting. All right, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hi, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. The last guy kind of stole my thunder. I was going to call in and say the same thing, so I'm not going to repeat it. But you're going to get banged twice. You're going to get banged on the cost of building the school, and then the school's footprint's going to be much larger. To run it's going to be much more expensive. So you're going to get hit again on your taxes. I'm in Rochester for also the operating expenses. So it's not just about the building.
Yeah, it is. And look, it is, again, I've said it over and over again. It's a profoundly personal decision.
It is.
It really is.
It is.
And everybody's got to decide for themselves what they can afford, if they think the money is being spent properly, if they think it's going to be better for the future sale of their home, that type of stuff. It's really a complicated decision.
Yeah. Something else I found interesting, I don't know if you know this, I wanted to know, like, how right now the state is giving us, like, 60% of the cost. And I grew up in New Bedford years ago, and I know in New Bedford they usually get 80%. And I asked the question, like, why are we getting 60? I didn't know this. It goes by, like, the economic profile of the town or the city.
Yep.
In other words, New Bedford gets 80% because it's a lower cost of living, kind of, you know, the profile's smaller. Like he said, if you had this in Wellesley, you'd probably only get 20%. I never figured out how they figure out how much the state's going to kick in. I don't know if anybody else knew that.
I can remember when we were building new schools in Freetown and Lakeville, and when you would compare it to what they were getting in Fall River and New Bedford. In addition to that, the cities get the operating costs as well. That's the way it works. So I don't know exactly how the formula works, but you know, that is what it is. The cities get way more money than the towns.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I just found it. I'm glad I went to one of those information series they had. I went to one last night. Very, very informative. The bottom line, though, let me leave you with this here.
Sure.
If you look at the full price tag of building this thing and getting 60% from the state, according to them, if we don't rebuild and we renovate the old Rochester, O'Hara, whatever it is, it's not a hell of a lot different.
Yes, I heard that. I saw that as well.
But I think the thing is, if they were going to try to come up with that figure to renovate, they'd have to pass that through the taxpayers, wouldn't they?
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah, so they'd vote it down again. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Remember, guys, it's a personal decision how you're going to vote. If you're going to vote to raise your taxes, and you have the election today, if you live in Mattapoisett, Rochester, Lakeville, Carver, and Acushnet, the question is on the ballot today. If you want to find out how much your taxes will go up, you can go to the Old Colony website, put in your town and the value of your home, and it'll give you an estimate of what your taxes will go up annually. I would suggest you do it before you go vote, unless it doesn't matter to you one way or the other. 508-996-0590. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. This is Mr. Freetown.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
Not bad.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, when Dr. Boucher was on the show last week, I had some questions I wanted to ask him. You know, Chris, when you've got five communities that are involved in a new school, well, where are they going to put this new school? Do they have an idea where the land's going to come from?
Yeah, it's going to come not far from your old house, where the old Colony School is today, the land out there in Rochester.
Are you talking about on North Avenue, right?
Yes, sir.
In Rochester?
Yes.
Where the school was, right?
Yes, it's still there now.
They want to go in that area.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Oh, and what was I going to say? You know, Chris, years ago, that school was very good to me years ago.
Sure.
You know, I brought up my boys when they got to be 4 years old. I used to bring them to Old Rochester Regional for the girls, you know, that were juniors and seniors.
Yep.
Because they were learning child care. And I brought my two boys there twice a week for 3 hours. And, you know, that helped them when they went on to school in Freetown. That helped them in their development.
Sure.
Those girls were very good at the school, at that Old Rochester Regional. And I appreciate them in those days for that. But what I'm saying to you is this, Chris.
Okay.
Right now, when you think of your grandchildren and you think of a new school, well, that's the best thing in the world for them
coming
up in the future.
Yes.
I know it's going to cost people a lot of money, like anything else.
Right.
But that's a good thing for the future, for the kids, because, Chris, you know, everything today is not college.
Right, I agree.
You can go to college and be a failure.
Absolutely, you can.
You get out with carpentry, electricity, machine shop, nursing, all these great programs. That's where the future's going to be.
I totally agree with you.
And you know, Chris, the other thing I wanted to say to you was, you know, the old, let's say they build a new school. The old school, would they, I didn't get a chance to talk to Dr. Boucher, would they take that and make housing out of it, the old school?
I don't believe so. I don't believe so. And thanks for the call, my friend. I don't believe that's part of the plan. I think they're just going to use the existing footprint. I think that's going to become the parking lot for the new school. That's how I understand it. And again, I'm not putting my finger on the scale here at all. You got to do what you got to do, what you think is in the best interest of you and your family. I would say that when you're looking to sell your house, one of the major factors is the school districts, the options for the kids. You're not selling your house in all likelihood to a retired person. You may be. But most likely, you're selling it to a younger person who's looking at raising children. And they care where their kids go to school. So, there's a lot of factors, though. And nobody has a crystal ball. We're going to take a break. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Stick around.
This portion of programming on WBSM brought to you by South Coast Health, Advanced Medicine, more. Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy of the audience. We've got a number of people on hold. Remember, today, if you live in Mattapoisett, you got an election. Same thing in Rochester, Lakeville, Carver, and of course, Acushnet. You've got to vote one way or the other on a new old Colony school, right? We'll have the mayor here at 11 o'clock. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding. Hello, you're on the air. He'll get to the phone eventually. He was on hold for a while, so hopefully he'll pick up and we can talk to him. That guy plays good bumper music, whoever it is. Little Led Zeppelin. Now he's hearing himself. Anyway, 508-996-0. I'll check back in with him in a second. When you call, you want to try to pay attention, but I get it. We're on. We have long commercial breaks. Good morning. You're on the air.
She's not coming to you today, tomorrow.
I don't think he's going to get it. I don't think he's going to get it. I'll do this. Call back. So there's a whole lot of other stuff going on, obviously. Tonight, the New Bedford City Council sets the tax rate formally. They formally set the tax rate. But as we know, particularly if you listen to this program, the tax rate is really set by the budget. You got to raise what you spend or what you anticipate you're going to spend. So all of the budgets, hearings, the cut night, what the mayor submits, that is all where the tax rate comes from. Tonight there's a formal process, a vote. Are you going to put it all on the commercial, the residential? But basically, under state law, thankfully, you've got to have a balanced budget at the municipal level. Every community goes through it. And it is set by the spending. Whatever you can spend, but then you gotta raise it from the taxpayers. You have a split tax rate in the city of New Bedford, as a lot of communities do. I think the last one that had a single tax rate, I think, was Dartmouth. But I could be wrong about that. There could be other ones who have a single tax rate, meaning whatever the pizza shop pays, that's what the homeowner pays. Whatever the big industry pays, that's what the homeowner pays. Dartmouth, for a long time, had a single tax rate. And that, in part, contributed, in my opinion, to the very low tax rate out there. Because everybody was in it. You couldn't move it from year to year. Watch, they're going to do it tonight. They're going to get up and say, well, we didn't raise much on the homeowners. Yeah, but you put it on the business. I mean, that's it's called divide and conquer. All right, we got some people on hold. Let's go back. Again, it's open phones. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi. I'm glad that you're back and pray for you on that list for transplants.
Thank you.
Whatever God's will is.
Yes.
Anyway, you know, the other thing I wanted to point out, I'm a resident of Rochester. Rochester's facing a real budget crisis here because we're in need of a new firehouse. And they're proposing up to $30 million for a fire station. So the residents of Rochester really need to be paying attention to see if they can afford these increases.
Yes.
But that's all I have to add.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, my friend. I didn't realize that Rochester was looking at a Prop 2.5 override for a new fire station. That's very interesting, right? The only thing I can think of in terms of industry, and there's no slight, it's just I don't know, I believe is CMAS. That must be a significant taxpayer in Rochester. You're going to hear more about CMAS with the Brian Walsh trial that's starting this week, at least the selection of the jury. There is some speculation that that's where his wife ended up. if in fact he's guilty of murdering her, the theory of the case is that he chopped her up and disposed of her and in various dumpsters. And those dumpsters ended up at the incinerator in that used to, I always knew it as CMAS. It's probably got a different name now, but you know what I'm talking about. And so you're probably going to hear more about that. I know you will during the trial of Brian Walsh, who's obviously innocent until proven guilty. Well, I got to take a quick break. I see you on hold, but we'll be right back. Stick around. Phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris. Hey. I was just laughing at the music because I think about my parents, how my father would have, like, if he listened to that, he'd be like, what the hell is that racket? And you know,
that's Led Zeppelin.
As the older I get, the more I'm starting to look at rock and roll and sometimes say, what the hell happened to our minds? You know, you wonder why people are so whacked out today. You know, I think rock and roll had a lot to do with that. It's crazy. I used to like a lot of that music when I was young. Now I'm like, all set. I'll pass. Thank you. I need more calming, enjoyable, like jazz music.
Okay.
But anyways, you were making me laugh with that song. I am a Rochester resident also, and that woman, she was somewhat correct, but they have dropped down the price, the cost of a new fire station down to $19 million. But still, it's hilarious. They want a gym. It's a call fire department, and you want a gym on the taxpayer's dime? I don't think so. I would never vote for that. You're going to be lucky if you get like a metal building that you can get the fire trucks in and take it or leave it.
Yeah, that shocks me that Rochester would have something like that, a gym for a call firefighter.
Oh, yeah, they want everything. First, they want it. Well, they want a fire station like Mattapoisett. They want the Taj Mahal like in Mattapoisett. And Mattapoisett, again, is a call fire department. They've got everything. They've got a meeting room. I think they have three or four huge bays. You should see the building. Cost the taxpayers a fortune. So monkey see, monkey do. Once one town gets it, everybody wants it. And we don't need it in Rochester. And then the most hilarious part was that if to build a fire station, that it would be earthquake proof. Are you kidding me?
Get a bucket brigade from Snippetowit Pond. That's all you need. A bucket brigade.
Yeah, but we do need water from Middleborough to go to Old Colony. That we do need because they need to replace like the water tank, and they do need to get water in case, God forbid, there ever was a fire. But, you know, we have our chair, select board chair, Adam Murphy, is fabulous because, like he says, the select board's job is to balance the budget on an annual basis. If no debt exclusion or override is done, how can we balance the budget within the town's operating budget? We don't have the money. How are we going to pay for this? We just don't have the money to pay for it. So unless people are willing to have their taxes go up 600 to 700, depending upon the size of your house now.
Yes.
So my taxes would go up around $600. The bigger your house, the more your taxes. And then if we build some sort of fire station, what is the cost?